Today's story is called Hello, Goodbye, I Love You. And this is for the children. So Belinda, you need to listen. And your little friend, I forget his name. So this little story is about a little boy. His name is Bino. And Bino spoke Portuguese, not English. And they lived in a little island far away called Timor-Leste. That's where they lived. It's near Australia. And look, look, look. Timor's mommy said, Timor, I want you to learn English. So she said, I'm going to ask your daddy, can you go to an English school? Now, at the Timor, the public schools were free, no money, and they spoke Portuguese. But the international school spoke English, but you had to pay money. And so Bino's daddy went to the schools, but they cost too much money. And then he went to another school, Timor Adventist International School. And he called them. Oh, there wasn't too much money. He can go to the Adventist school. So they knew about Adventists because Timor's uncle was an Adventist. So they had heard about Adventists before. So Timor went to school, and he would tell his mommy what he learned at school. And he taught his mommy English because mommy also wanted to speak English. So he came home from school. He goes, hello, in English. And goodbye. And he told his mommy, I love you, all in English. And then he also learned Bible stories there. He told mommy, I heard the story about a man, Jonah, and they threw him off the boat because he was running away from God, and a whale ate him, and God saved him, and mommy liked the stories. And, oh, you can't even see that story. That's too bad. Mommy told him about the story of David and Goliath. Oh, that was amazing. David killed Goliath, the giant, and mommy liked all the Bible stories, so mommy and daddy started to read the Bible. And when they had questions, they would ask, he even told mommy about the time that Jesus fed people with a little boy's lunch. He only had five fishes and two loaves of bread. I got that wrong. Five breads and two fishes. And mommy liked those stories. And mommy and daddy started to read the Bible. And when they had questions, they would ask the pastor of the church. And there was one guy from, I think, Australia or America, and he was a missionary. And they learned about Jesus, and they followed the Bible. They were so happy to learn about Jesus. And they decided to get baptized. And they got baptized. And then later on, that is the real mommy and Bino with his sister. And they became Adventists, and they worked at the school. They became the caretakers of the school, the international school, at Tyus International School. And they are still there. The children learn over there, and they learn English, and they learn about Jesus and how to follow Jesus every day. And that school was originally built by offering money. We don't really do that so much here. Sabbath school offering around the world is collected, and a little bit of tithe goes there, but mostly the missions offering, which is usually collected during Sabbath school, and built that school. And then later on, they also built a dormitory at that school for children who live too far away. Sometimes they have to sleep there overnight. They can stay in a dormitory. So the school is, there are many schools like this, or many places around the world. And I even was at a school where the dormitory was given by missions offering, especially 13th Sabbath mission offering. And that, so if you want to donate to the missions, there's AdventistMissions.org. You can actually go online and you can see all the missionary things that people do all over the world. And it's always special offerings all over the world that help various projects. So it's actually a very nice thing.